Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning, 6:48 now here on this Friday morning. Congratulations to Jeannie from Wichita. She has a four-pack of tickets to go to Illuminations at Botanica to see our good friend Marnie Miller and maybe ride the carousel. Illuminations underway at Botanica here in Wichita. Congratulations, Jeannie. And, oh, by the way, thanks for listening to Steve and Ted. Now three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Wichita State 95, Central Arkansas 69.
Two.
House Speaker Pelosi calls for articles of impeachment against President Trump.
One.
Textron Aviation cutting white-collar jobs in Wichita. Company doesn't say how many. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, those gasoline prices are right around $2.15 a gallon at the low end. That's what we're seeing out there at the moment, $2.15 a gallon on the gasoline prices. And we've also got that Harry Street Bridge closed. If you're down in South Wichita, remember the Harry Street Bridge over the Arkansas River is closed, and it's going to be closed until spring of 2021. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 44 degrees after yesterday's high of 64. Mostly clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 27. Saturday sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 53 degrees. Don Grant will be out Christmas shopping tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Now a cloudy sky. North wind gusting to 33 miles per hour and 37 degrees. KNSS has weather brought to you by the Monarch. Want to stay up to date on the newest bourbon additions? Join the mailing list at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. And a quick reminder, sometime this morning you can win a pair of front row tickets to tonight's Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert at Interest Bank Arena. Be listening for your chance to win those with Steve and Ted coming up this morning sometime. Researchers count a surprising number of injuries connected to mobile phones.
This is House Call for Help. Your cell phone could get you help in an emergency, but it can also send you to the emergency room. A new study finds a spike in ER treatment for cell phone-related facial cuts, bruises, and fractures. In some cases, for having a phone thrown at them, for instance. But other injuries were from accidents, a broken nose from dropping a phone, or being distracted, texting while walking, and tripping. The study is based on cases in a U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission database. It estimates about 76,000 head and neck cell phone-related injuries from 1998 to 2017, with a sharp increase in annual totals after 2006. About 40% injured were between the ages of 13 and 29. The lead researcher in the study from Rutgers University says he loves his smartphone, but it's easy to get too absorbed, and he says it takes common sense to avoid injuries. For more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
I just find it disgusting when people is over-involved with their cell phone like that.
Yeah.
As Don Grant, a money tracker, has been the past few minutes showing us a few family photos from his trip overseas. Don!
Yeah.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Take it away, Don.
Well, we'll take it away. There were some family photos in there, yes. The question of paying off a home mortgage. Oh, you're still laughing. Is a two-edged sword. One is the emotional, the other the financial. When continued low interest rates, your bottom line may be better if you borrow for the full term of the loan, but most investors don't want a house payment. So if you choose to accelerate the pay down of your mortgage, here are a few steps that you can take. First of all, work on the principal. Now, anytime you have an extra chunk of cash, send it to the lender and specify that they apply the payment to the principal balance, not to the interest. Doing this takes a tremendous amount of discipline, so you may find it more effective if you set up regular periodic prepayment from a checking account as opposed to just doing it when you see some extra cash around. If you have one extra payment a year, you can effectively shorten a 30-year loan from 6 to 8 years. Now, ask your lender if they have a program that will let you pay biweekly. Now, since there are 52 weeks in a year, you'll make 26 payments, which translates to one extra payment per year. Or divide your monthly payment by 12 and add that amount to each payment you send in, and once again, ask that it be applied to the principal. Some home buyers will save throughout the year to make a full month's payment sometime during the year. That way they won't be burdened with the monthly extras. Now, check with your current lender about the costs of a refinance or a shorter term loan. Depending upon your circumstances, you may find that it even after paying the refinance costs, you will pay less interest and shorten the term of the loan. Take that good faith estimate to several lenders to compare the costs and the rates, because some may be more aggressive than others. Once you've knocked the principal down to zero, you have effectively given yourself a raise and increased your cash flow every month to the amount of your principal and interest payments, and that's a good thing. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call. Number 634-2222.
You know, Shelly and I, but we bought our home, and it's the same home we've had for 40 years, and the interest rate was pretty high.
Yeah,
this is
probably
1978.
Oh, gosh, it was probably 10, 11%.
Oh, it was high.
Yeah.
So a few years later, we refinanced we did what you said. We made out like crazy. We were good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, you probably paid off early, didn't you? Did you accelerate the payments?
Yeah, we got it out early, and so there you go.
Well, emotionally, that's a great thing, but it's not always the best bottom line thing.
Right, right.
You know?
It is for me, because I don't make much money.
Oh,
right?
You're raking it in.
Well, not raking. I've got the wheelbarrow over there. Take the big bags of cash over to the savings and loan.
There you go, exactly.
Right, Ted?
Oh, of course.
Now, Ted is standing by, and as we are, to give away those front row tickets to Trans-Siberian
Orchestra. Oh, they're great. I've seen them
tonight.
A number of years. Yeah.
They're in town tonight.
Really good.
You going to go?
Oh, yeah.
You going to go?
I just got back in town. I haven't had plans to be able to do that.
You probably don't have any money left either.
I have no money left whatsoever.
Okay.
No more wheelbarrows.
Today is National Bartender Day. Maybe you can help out on that, Don.
That may happen.
They tend to be some of the best listeners around. I wouldn't know. I don't sit at a bar like that. I just usually go in and have my cocktail sitting with my lovely spouse.
Or with your buddies every Thursday night at
my
the
buddies,
Monarch or whatever
buddies.
That night that is. You guys go.
But it is Bartender Day, so I always say just be nice to your bartender. Remember that great joke about the horse that went into the bar, don't you?
No, we don't
know. The bartender said, "Why such a long face?"
Okay. That's good. And there's the one about a parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah, and you can use that one too if you want.
Okay.
6:55 coming up. Steve and Ted here.
Is that one dirty?
KNSS News at the
top
of the hour.
Yeah.
We'll have all the news for you, including Textron announcing layoffs in Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh boy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.